Current operational sea surface temperature anomaly charts as maintained by the NOAA. Actually, I'll admit, it's not as bad right now as I expected it would be. It is bad. Like, pretty much everything here is yellow, at least. But it's not as bad as I expected it would be. Still, there are some points here that are, like, very, very bad. Look at these dark red blips right here, at the Cape of Africa. And, like, these parts right here. That's not great. The NOAA is completely unfunded right now. Yeah, this whole map was actually informed by a data sheet that somebody filled out based on guesswork. The NOAA had the budget for one guy to swim around in like a life vest and just bring a thermometer with him. And he checked the temperature, wrote it all down, texted the answers. Very athletic man. I feel like warm water is worse than warm land for the planet. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, how bad does the ocean surface temperature have to get before the phytoplankton start getting cooked? Or are they, like, pretty resilient? Phytoplankton, mass, die-offs, water temperature. Phytoplankton mass die-offs often caused by water temperatures exceeding species-specific thermal limits, commonly 27 to 30 degrees Celsius. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. One of these days, you're going to wake up and you're just going to be... Because the critical threshold of phytoplankton saturation in the oceans will have been tipped over, and all of a sudden the oxygen percentage in the atmosphere is like 60% of what it used to be, you know? It's funny, but it's also not funny at all. It's very bad, actually, if you think about it. You're exaggerating a bit? Yeah, like a little bit, you know, a little bit. It's been warmer in the past, Vosh? Yeah, but like, we weren't there. It hasn't been warmer in the past when humans had... the planet, you know? It was warmer in a different past, you know? Kind of like how when the dinosaurs were around, it was insufferably fucking thick. Like, the atmosphere was, like, super, super fucking humid and over-oxygenated. There's been a 40% drop in phytoplankton since 1950. That's so cool. This is literally, like, the base foundation of the fucking, like, life cycle on Earth. Yeah, from 2010 as well. Does this affect me personally? Do you breathe? No? Okay, you're fine. I want you to see global warming in nukes per second, please. 12 Hiroshima bombs every second. Here's how much Earth's oceans warmed in 2025. That's a novel way of presenting the data. In 2025 alone, ocean heat increased 23 zeta joules. That's not a real number. Get real. Anything but metric. Fucking Americans. How many burgers per square foot has the ocean heated up by or something type shit? What do you think are the best possible outcomes for the next 20 years? The best possible outcome? A global awakening to the fact that we're being ruled by, like, pedophile Zionist death cultists that leads to a, let's say, like, multifaceted upheaval politically, and then we invest in solar. The fucked up thing is, like, we could basically solve climate change in, like, in my opinion, we could solve it in, like, 2 or 3 years if we just lock the fuck in on solar. But I mean really lock in, like, New Deal style locking in. Like, the government is commandeering the factories. We are building new factories. We are going to make solar panels cheaper than sawdust, you know? And we're going to give them to everyone. Indonesia, Pakistan... Russia, we don't care. Everyone's getting solar panels. Bunch of UN resolutions and so on. That would be like the, yeah. And if we did that, I really do think that we could flatten the carbon curve in 2 or 3 years. But obviously that's not going to happen. Yeah, Technology Connections recent video on solar was very good. Yeah, for sure. I saw it. It was very good. Check out the graph of solar here. What, the implementation? Renewable power growth push clean electricity above 40% of the global mix in 2024. Yeah, no, it's really going up. Yeah. Solar panels are incredibly cheap. Have you heard the new reactionary argument that solar panels cover up farmland and damage farmers? Yeah, people who say that should just be arrested. Like, that would be part of the best case scenario. The best case scenario would be that being anti-solar would just be illegal, which I support. I do. Like, it's kind of, again, it's like, what do I value more? People's right to lie about cheap free energy for everyone or the future of the human race? It is a one or the other situation. And, you know, I'm not happy about the position that I've been forced in, but I do have a very strong preference for the future of the human race. Thoughts on nuclear? Look, nuclear is great and all, but solar has gotten so fucking cheap. because of China. I don't really, people, when you bring up solar now, people bring up nuclear, like, I don't know if it's like a contrarian thing or they're trying to prove they're not like their grandparents who are afraid of Three Mile Island. Like, solar is so insanely good. I just don't know. Like, nuclear plants take a while to build. Solar just doesn't. We can do both. Sure, we can do both, but like, just whatever. Solar is clearly the way of the future. You know, that is the direction that we are taking. Solar a day, hydro at night. We got to build the batteries. We got to build the batteries. The details are irrelevant. That is true. Yeah, the details are irrelevant. 100%. Yeah, absolutely. I've been told solar panel waste is very toxic and that's why we shouldn't do it. The person who said that is lying. Solar panels are almost completely reusable. They're made up of like mineral. They're made of like metal and minerals. You know, you can recycle them almost perfectly. A lot of pretty ass charts. No hydrolyze. You see Trump's paying $1 billion to a French energy company so they don't build a wind farm. Just completely beholden to fossil fuel companies. Unimaginably cucked. Begging you to look at this graph. The map can be quite misleading as opposed to the graph. What are we looking at here? Is this meant to reassure me? This is pretty bad, isn't it? Looks pretty bad to me. Like the two things that we're looking for that are very bad is higher temperatures overall and high variability, you know? So we did have a year, 2024, where the average temperature was higher, but what we're seeing right now is like a higher velocity upwards, you know what I mean? Like a greater rate of incline in addition to the generally high temperature. Pretty colors. You see China covering valleys and solar panels? Yeah, they've locked the fuck in. China's locked in. Not necessarily the most efficient place to put your solar panels, I don't think, but what do I know, you know? Nobody knows more about solar than the Chinese, so I'm not gonna argue with them. Looks cool. Can't be a real picture. No, it looks cool. Looks cool. We could, like, power the entire country off of solar. We just slap that shit down in, like, Nevada or New Mexico, you know? We've got so much land that's perfect for it. Massive hope pill on the cost of solar panels. This chart ends in 2023, I think. Look at that. Module cost gone down like an order of magnitude every year, basically, from $100 per it's fucking logarithmic in both directions, you know, from 100 down to less than 50 cents and from 1 megawatt past, you know, in terms of the cumulative installed capacity. We're getting more of it and it's a lot cheaper. The only reason we don't use them more is lobbying. Yeah, no, we could have already solved the energy crisis if we wanted to. Biggest hurdle for panels in New Mexico is tribal land. I'm sure we could find spot that isn't tribal land. And also then we could also find spot that's tribal land. Aren't they supposed to be pro-environment or whatever? Let's get them involved too. The prediction market for the Emily Gregory race is hilarious. Oh yeah, I saw this. Prediction markets predicted it. The prediction market. Have you seen combined deep state efforts to smear Hassan by the third way? You mean the corporate-backed centrist Dem lobbying group, an advocacy group that is funded by people who associated with Jeffrey Epstein? Yeah, I saw. You know, judge him by his enemies, I guess. Or me.